Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want you to notice in verse number 12 again, that phrase, "Behold, I come quickly." I mentioned so many times during the book of Revelation in our studies that I believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. We call it the imminence mentality. And six times in the book of the Revelation, Jesus says, "I come quickly." The first two times it says a warning, as a warning. In Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 5, he's speaking to the church at Ephesus. And he said, you remember the church at Ephesus, they lost their first love and all. And he said, "Jesus, I have some things against thee." In verse number 5, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." So this is a warning that, hey, I'm going to come quickly, all at once, all of a sudden. You're not going to be prepared for this. Again, the word imminent does not mean that he will come at any moment, that he could come. Are you following? That we should always be ready for his coming. So we see this in verse number 5, Revelation chapter number 2. And then verse number 16, he's talking to the church at Pergamos. Again, we know what was taking place there at church at Pergamos. And he says this in verse number 16, "Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." So the first two times Jesus mentions about coming quickly, they are warnings to these two churches to straighten up, because ready or not, here I come. Okay, you remember, I always think of this thing about, it's a silly illustration, but when we were kids, we used to play hide and seek. I guess kids still play that. I don't know if they ever get out of the house away from their Game Boys and off of the computers, you know. Always used to play outside. And we'd play hide and seek. Remember that? Everybody go hide in somebody, count, put their head by a tree or something, say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Anyway, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here I come. That's the thought of imminent mentality. You ready or not, here he comes. So he told those churches in Revelation chapter number 2 as a warning. Straighten up, because I'm coming quickly all at once. And then there's four times he in the rest of the book that it says promises, not as a warning, but as promises for those who were faithful and were struggling. And, you know, "Lord, I need you." "Well, just hold on. I'm coming to rescue you." The thought is, well, we see it again in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 11. To the church at Philadelphia, you remember in our studies, the church of the Philadelphia, when Jesus addressed that church, he never said one bad thing about them, as opposed to the other churches, and Smyrna was one, another one anyway. He did not say he didn't give them any warning. He commended them. He didn't condemn them. He commended them, the church at Philadelphia. And he says this, verse number 11, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." So it's a word of encouragement. I'm coming quickly. The others are warnings. This is an encouragement. Hold fast. Stay with it. Stay faithful. I'm on my way. Okay? And then we see in Revelation 22, verse number 7, where he says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the book." Remember, we looked in verse number 7 about there's seven blessings in the book of the Revelation. It's like the Beatitudes of Matthew, the blessings there in the Gospels of Matthew. We see some blessings in the book of the Revelation. And we looked at them last week. But in verse number 7, again, it's a promise of encouragement. "Behold, I come quickly." Again, and then here in verse number 12, "Behold, I come quickly." And then in verse number 20, "Surely I come quickly." Now, I'll move on from this, but I just want to leave this thought with you. I do not understand how anybody, Bible students, preachers, or anybody, could read the scriptures and not be anticipating, looking for the coming of Christ at any moment. It's so clear. So I've been listening to a preacher. He's going a little bit through the book of the Revelation at his church. And he believes that that Jesus is coming after the fifth seal, that they're going to go through the first four seals, the first five seals. Anyway, they're going to go through part of the tribulation. All right. Again, I'll finish our study with about the imminent return of Jesus Christ here in a week or two. I'll capsulize everything we've studied in the book of Revelation. But I can't fathom somebody, a good preacher, great Bible knowledge, who's teaching his people that, well, we're going to go through part of the tribulation period. When Jesus over and over and over and over and over said, I come quickly. Matter of fact, let me make the statement, I'll move on. We are never taught, not one place in Scripture, to look for the Antichrist. Not one place. However, over and over and over and over again, we're taught to look for the Christ, for Jesus Christ. He's our blessed hope. Okay, so anyway, we see that he says, surely I come quickly. And then look at verse number 12. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Now, this thing about the rewards is very, very, very important. We don't go to heaven because of our work or because of our deeds. We go to heaven because we place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that salvation, it's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast, simply saying you cannot work for your salvation. It's a gift. By the grace of God, through that vehicle of faith, by trusting and placing your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, that gets you to heaven, not a work, lest any man should boast. However, when we're stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we will be judged, not according to our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's been settled at the cross. Matter of fact, let me share just 30 seconds with you on something. In a couple of weeks, we're going to begin our study in the book of Hebrews in Sunday school. I've been reading through the book of Hebrews, and this morning I was in chapters 9 and 10. And man, I wish I could just start right there. It gets so good about Jesus. He once and for all, he died for us. And it talks about that our sins are forgiven, and he remembers them no more. Amen. Because of the blood he shed on Calvary, he was so much better than the all priests. Matter of fact, we'll learn that Jesus Christ, right now, he's the mediator. He has that threefold prophet, priest, and king. Okay, that was his threefold. Anyway, homework assignment. Over the next few weeks, start reading the book of Hebrews. I can't. It's so good. It's so good. I'm just saying, Jesus has already paid the price for our sins, and he will never, ever shed blood again. And once and for all, he did that. Amen and amen. However, when we as believers stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to judge us according to what we did. Now, let me say this, okay, and I'm going to move on. While I'm saying, turn me to let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 first. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 11 through 15. While you're finding your place, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, at the judgment seat of Christ, I hear preachers all the time says that all of our sins, they're under the blood. I understand what they're saying. They're forgiven. But those are sins that you've confessed. John, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. When we get to the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to stand accountable of what we did in this body. We call it the sins of omission, sins of commission. Those sins that we committed, those things that we did that we didn't ask for forgiveness for, we're going to hold. Matter of fact, in Hebrews, again, I read that this week. I'm going to leave it alone. I won't run that one. Anyway, then there's sins of omission, those things that we did not do that we should have done. We're going to be accountable for that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.